The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Nazir has been dedicated by our good friend Haimi and Dina Dana. Hashem Yishmirem V'Hayim. V'Hatzlacha for all their children that they should be Mehunach Alpi Toratenu HaKedusha. They should grow up and they should be Zochel Torah U'Mitzvot U'L'Chupa ולמעשים טובים, ובפרט, רפואה שלמה, ומשה בן דינה, אין נא רפנה לו, בתוך שאר חולי עמו ישראל, וגם רפואה שלמה, פנינה, בת אסתר, אין נא רפנה לה, אין נא רפנה לה, אין נא רפנה לה, רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף, ורפואתה קרבה לבוא, וכן ירסון, ונאמר אמן, וזכות המסכת נזיר יגן בעדם, אמן.
This week's Daf Yomi has been dedicated by our good friends Mr. David Nisani, Hashem Yishmirehu V'Chayehu, Mr. Joe Zetuni and family, Hashem Yishmirehu V'Chayehem, and Dr. Mehdeb and family, Hashem Yishmirehem V'Chayehem, and they continue to have beracha, hatzlacha in all their endeavors. Amen.
Daf Mem Bet. Today's daf is being studied Le'alu Nishmat Morze Kenit B'Yosef Ben Sarah Ve'alu Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther Ve'alu Nishmat Rabbi Avigdor Ben Yisrael Miller. That's today his yortzeit, his seventh yortzeit. Ruach Hashem Tenihenu Began Eden Amen. Dedicated by his dear student Mr. Shlomo Sam Gindi, Hashem Yishmirehu V'Chayehu. Zechut the Rabbi should be Megin on him as well as all of us in Klal Yisrael. Amen. We begin today's daf. Today's daf is being studied for Asher Nema, Sara Ruhama Bat Rachel, Sara Bat Rachel, and Moshe Ben Dina. Ena Lefan Adahem for the Nefesh or for the Guf. For Atam Kerabah Lebo Vekin Yerasom and Omar. Amen. We begin today's daf on Mem Bet Amud Rishon, right on the top line. Amar Mor. We are quoting a statement that we had. Vechulam Shigilechu Shelo Betar. We said all the cases, three cases. You have a Nazir, you have a Mitzorah, or the Leviim. In all those cases, they need to shave at a certain point. If they did not use a razor, or Sheshiyiru Shete Se'arot Lo Asu Ve'lo Chilum, or they left two hairs. Which means when we say they have to shave their whole body, or they have to shave their whole head. If they left two hairs, so already that's not considered that they did a job. From this law, we learn the following. Rubo kekulo mideoraita. Now, a general principle that something that you do, the majority is like all. And that concept, rubo kekulo, is a Torah concept. How do you know? Mimai, midegale rahmana gabe nazir. The fact that the Torah says by the nazir, bayom ashivihi yigalehenu, it says in the pasuk. We're talking about a nazir over here that said, let's say, became tameh, right? And now he has to start again, right? So after his tumah, he has to shave his hair. So the pasuk says, vegilach rosho bayom. Tahorato, if he becomes tahor, he has to shave his hair. Biyom or bayom ashivii yigalehenu. It says it twice. It says vegilach and yigalehenu. So what do you need the pasuk to say it twice? That he shaves and he shaves. So the Gemara says, from the fact that it says bayom ashivii yigalehenu, which is extra, because the pasuk already said that the nazir tameh after his tahara of 7 days vegilach, Elat's coming to tell me that he has to shave his whole head. It's not enough to shave the majority. Now, from the fact that you need a special pasuk to come and tell me that in this case he has to do the entire, is mashma that everywhere else, majority is enough. And that's what the Gemara says. Haka hu de'ad de'ika kulo. By nazir, you need it to be in its entirety to cut his hair. That's why it says it twice. Right, that's why the pasuk says vigilach, and then it says yigalehenu. However, habe al maru bokikulo, but it's mashma outside of the case of nazir. So long as you do majority, majority is like entirety. So that's the Gemara's proof. Rubo kekolo deoraita, and the source is from Nazir. Actually, the source is from Nazir Tameh. So the Gemara says, hold it. Matkif la Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Halina, hay benazir Tameh ketiv. Says, hold it. Your source is by a Nazir Tameh. How do you know this law by a Nazir Tahor? Let's remind ourselves. The Mishnah said that a Nazir Tahor, Stam Nazir was a Nazir Tahor, after his procedure, whatever, 30 days, whatever it is, he has to shave his hair. And what did the Mishnah say? That if he left two hairs, lo yatza. Correct? And we just read it over here as well. Amar mor, v'chulam shegilhu shelo betahar, or they left two hairs, lo asa velo kelum. How could you learn from the law of a Nazir Tameh, the law of a Nazir Tahor? The double language was written by Nazir Tameh. V'gidlach, yigallachayin, you teach me, you have to do the whole hair. How could you apply that to Nazir Tahor? So the Gemara says, Mahaku ala b'ma'arava. In the West, in Eretz Yisrael, when they heard this question, they laughed at him. What kind of question is that? Mechdi. Let's analyze. Nazir Tameh debita'ar minalan. Let's ask us another question. How do you know that the Nazir Tameh, when he has to take this haircut, that he has to use a razor? Now keep in mind, the source we learned from that razor was from a Nazir Tahor. So how do you know Nazir Tameh use a razor? So Gemara says, Nazir Tahor Yalif. We learned from a Nazir Tahor. Which shows you that the laws of Nazir Tameh and Nazir Tahor, we learn from each other. And therefore, Liti Nazir Tahor Vililaf Minazir Tameh. And therefore, just like you learned the law of razor from Nazir Tahor to Nazir Tameh, now learn the law of how much hair you have to cut off from Nazir Tameh to Nazir Tahor. Ma Tameh Kishir Shte Sa'arot Velo Kelum Avad. Just like a Nazir Tameh, if he takes off his hair but he leaves two left, he did nothing. Finish. So you also. So what's your problem? It's such a hard thing to understand that you can learn Nazir Tahor from Nazir Tameh. You're learning already stuff back and forth. Where do you know Tahor from? Doesn't say Tahor by Nazir Tameh. You know from Nazir Tahor. It's just like from Nazir Tahor. When Nazir Tameh do the opposite way as well. So that's the bottom line of this Gemara. That really there's a concept of Rubo Kikulo de Uraita. And there is a deen that by a Metzorah, no, sorry, by a Nazir, if he leaves two hairs, two is not good. It seems that if he left one, one is okay, because one is like one insignificant. Two already is considered enough to say that the process was not done. But what if he leaves one hair left? One hair we say is not even considered anything, and therefore that is kudo. One hair is not, it's like everything. Okay. Ba'e Abaye. Now we're going to go through a series of interesting questions by a Nazir. Abaye's first question. Ba'ay Abaye. Nazir Shigilah. Okay. End of his process. Shaved his hair. Everything's good. Vishir Snesarot. But he left two hairs. So we know at this point he left two hairs. No good. Samach Rosho. In the interim, the rest of his hair grew back. V'chazar v'gilham. Now he went back and cut the two. So the question is, mahu? How do you look at it? Mi me'akbe or lo? Is it me'akev or not? Or what are the two sides of the question? One side of the question, you look at it as if, well, bottom line, at the end of the day, he did cut all the hair that was around at the time of his nazirut. Right, did it in two stages. Even though all his other hair grew back, I'm not worried about the hair that grew back. Bottom line, he went back to those other two that he missed, and he cut them. So bottom line, at the end of the day, all the hair that was needed to be cut, was cut. Or do you say, no. Bottom line, you did it after already all the other hair grew back, so therefore, that's not considered cutting. Once all the other hair grows back, so therefore, you missed it. Because bottom line, you didn't cut all your hair now. Bottom line, you have more hair that's left. So that's the question of Abaye. Let's read the Rosh. Let's read the Rosh on this. It's, He was a Nazir. He left two hairs left. His hair grew back, and then he went back and cut those two. Look at the Rosh, the way he explains the question. Nazir shigidlach v'shiyer bet se'arot v'nimsa shelo kiyem mitzvat giluach de bet se'arot me'akbot bo. Right? He didn't fulfill the mitzvah because we need two se'arot. No, because he left two se'arot. Samhu u'samach rosho otan se'arot hazru v'samhu. Meaning the other hair that he cut grew back. V'hazar v'gilach otan bet se'arot. And he went and he cut those two, the two that he missed. Sheshiyir. The Gemara Yishol Miyamrinan Haregileyakol Sarotav BeElu Betet Galchol. These, well, bottom line, took him two rounds, but he cut all the hair that was necessary. Odilma bePam Yishona Lugilach Kevan Deshiyir Bet Sarot VeHash Tanamek Kevan DeSabach Sarot Shod Lo Mekni Giluach Mashigalach Bet Sarot. Or do you say, I don't care if you cut two? Now, bottom line, you still have a lot of hair left. So that was the question of Abaye. So comes the Gemara and says, let's read that inside again. Ba'aya baye, nazir shegidlach v'shiyer shtei sarot, samach rosho v'chazar v'gilcha, naomi me'achbe olo. Okay, there's a question. Ba'aya rava, another question. Nazir shegidlach. Okay, nazir, cut his hair. V'niyach shtei sarot. Beautiful, he left two hairs, so far he's no good. V'gilach achat. Now what did he do? He cut one of them. V'nishra achat. And the other one fell out. Okay, fell out by itself. Mahu. Now what's the question on this case over here? Seemingly it's an easy point. He left two hairs, so he's no good. Bottom line, he cut one. All right, you have one left. And that one happened to fall out. Now, L'chaorat, even if you left one hair, it's okay. Right? We said the only problem is if you left two se'arot. So what's the issue? So look at the way the Rosh understands it. V'gidach echad v'nishra echad. Now, mi amninan, kevan de lo gilech ela echad lo kiyem mitzvat giluach. Do you say, bottom line, you need to cut at least two hairs to fulfill the mitzvah of giluach? And therefore, at the end of the process, you only cut one of the two. And therefore, that's not considered a mitzvah of giluach. Or do you say, no, since there were two hairs present at the time of the cutting, so that's considered mitzvah of giluach, which is, do you have to actually cut at least two hairs? Or is it enough that there was two hairs present, and therefore, as long as you cut one of them, it's considered a giluach or not? So comes the Gemara and says, "By Rava, Nazir shegilach v'niyach shtei sarot v'gilach achat v'nishra achat." Now, Amma le Rava Hamedifti Ravina, Rava Hamedifti tells Ravina, "Gileach se'ara se'ara kame ba'il el Rava." What's Rava? Rava's asking a question: if he shaved one hair at a time, what's the problem? Which is, it's pashut Rava Hamedifti. That's okay. What's the problem? So he did one hair. So you have one hair left, so what do I care? So it fell out, so what? The point is, even if it stayed in, so long as you have one hair left, you're okay. And bottom line, at the time that he was cutting, there was two hairs, so therefore it's significant cutting. So therefore, no problem. So that could not be his question. Also, what is his question? Ela ema, the opposite happened. Nashra achat v'gilach achat mahu. The reverse happened. One hair fell out, and then he shaved one hair. So therefore, at the time of the shaving, there was only one hair left. See, if there was two hairs left at the time of the shaving, the Gemara is assuming, even though you did one, bottom line, you had two hairs there, that's already considered significant. Masha'ik and the Sheila would be, now already when you came to the bottom, the second shaving, what happened? One hair fell out. So now when you're coming to the second tiglachat, there's only one hair that's available. Maybe that's not going to be, you have to have two hairs to consider it a legitimate shaving or not. That's the way he's understanding the question. So, Ela Ema, Nashra Achat V'Gilach Achat Mahu. So Gemara says, Amar Le, Giluach En Kan, Se'ar En Kan. That's my strange answer. There's no shaving here, and therefore, there's no hair. Now, what does that mean? Giluach en kan, se'ar en kan. The words themselves make little sense. Because bottom line, there is no hair over here. The first hair fell out. The second hair is He's cutting. So what does that mean? Giluach en kan, se'ar en kan. So the Gemara says, let's just get the terminology, right? He's saying he didn't fulfill it. So comes the Gemara and says, I se'ar en kan giluach yesh kan. So he's saying, if there's no hair, then there's shaving, which is mashma. If there's no hair, so not the shave. So what are you saying? There's no hair and there's no shaving. Adabab, there's no hair, there's no shaving. What's the language? So he comes along and says, no, hachi kamar. Afal pi she'ar en kan, mitzvat giluach en kan. Even though there's no hair left, he does not get the mitzvah of giluach. Why? Because you need to have two hairs at the time of the giluach. And therefore, since one of the hairs fell out first, therefore, even though se'ar en kan, but giluach en kan. Because why? You need to have two hairs at the time of the cutting. So therefore, in the Chenam, he's answering that last answer when it's not going to be legitimate. Look at the Rosh. Inside, let's get that last question. Yeah. V'gilach echad v'nishra achat mahu. Look at the Rosh. Mi amrin hakevan de lo gilach ela echad lo kiyem etzvat giluach. Do you say, since he only cut one hair, so therefore maybe he didn't fulfill the mitzvah? Or del ma'kevan de b'sha'ah she'etchil legaleach, since we started, hayu blo bet sa'arot kiyem etzvat giluach. So the Gemara said, "Gilach se'ara se'ara mivayle milta de pshita de kiyem etzvat giluach kevan de ba'tchalat et galchuta yelo get the giluach." So Rabbi Hamid, this is not, that can't be your question. Bottom line, if you had two hairs at the time and you cut one of them, for sure you're going to be yotzei the mitzvah of giluach. Ela ema nashra echad v'gila echad. Now, ela, make the case where one hair fell out first. Deksheba legaleach lo haya bo kedesi u'shiur giluach. We're talking about where one hair fell out. Now when you're coming to cut, you only have one hair left. Amale giluach enkan se'ar enkan. Is se'ar enkan giluach yeshkan. Haki kamara fapi she se'ar enkan. מדבד קדוח אין כאן, הוא אילו בתגלעת הראשון שיהיה הרבה צערות. Since bottom line, after the first second you left two hairs, ועתה כשבא לגלח לא מצא בצערות, לא קיים מדבד קדוח. Which means you need to have, at the time of the גילוח, two hairs at least present, even if you only would cut one of them. Mashiach, in this case, when you came to do the second round of Giluach, one hair had fallen out, and therefore it's not going to be Yotzeh. So those are the, that's the answer to the question. Comes the next Mishnah. Nazir, Chofef, Umepaspes, Avalos Sorek. Let's go one step at a time. What is Chofef? He washes hair. What is it? What washes hair with shampoo? What's the problem? Why would I think he can't use his shampoo? Because when he puts his hair in the shampoo and he's washing his hair, what's going to happen? Some hair might fall out. And therefore, you have a problem. Comes the Mishnah and says, no, you have no issues. Why? Because it's davar she'en mitkavin. And if you say that our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, if you remember Masechet Shabbat, Rabbi Shimon was of the opinion that said, davar she'en mitkavin mutar. When the guy is washing his hair, he wants his hair to fall out? Of course not. So therefore, davar she'mitkaven mutar. What's the next case? Chofef u'mepaspes. Mepaspes means he can run his hands through his hair. He wants to, spart his hair and things like that with his hands. That's okay as well. Again, because he's not mitkaven. However, avalos sorek. But he cannot comb his hair. Why? Because combing his hair is going to be worse. Now the Gemara is going to explain why combing is worse. Let's begin the Gemara. Chofef u'mepaspes, you're telling me he can shampoo, and he can be mepaspes, he can run his hands and part his hair. Mani, who's the author of the Mishnah? The Bishamoni. You have to say it's going to be Bishamon de Amar, davar she'en mitkaven mutar. Right? He's not mitkaven. Aval lo sorek. But you tell me he cannot comb his hair, brush his hair. Atan de Rabbanan. Sounds like it's going like Rabbanan, which is Rabbi Yehuda, that says davar she'en mitkaven is asur. Right, because otherwise, why can't he comb his hair? He's not mitkaven; he wants to comb his hair. Ela, you have to tell me this is going like the rabbis, the hakamim. So the Gemara says, "Reisha Rabbi Shimon v'Sefer Rabbanan." How could you make in one small mishnah like this, where the Reisha is going like the Bishamon and the Sefer is going like the Biyuda? So the Gemara says, "Amar Abba Kula Rabbi Shimoni." It's all the Bishamon. Kol asorek laasir nimin midelot mitkaven. What's the pshat when a guy combs his hair? He's mitkaven that the hair has come out. Because when you're combing there, you want to get out all the knots. Where are the knots? the knots and all those hairs that are bent and things like that. So combing the hair, he wants the hair to come out. Yeah. So therefore, you cannot call that guy a not mitkaven. He is a mitkaven. And therefore, since he is a mitkaven, so therefore it's going to be asur. If we even call it Rabbi Shimon, it's going to be asur. And that's the way we understand the Gemara from our Lashon Nashi. If you remember Masechet Shabbat, understood the Gemara's answer a little differently. He wanted to say that in the case of Sorek, it's a psik neshe. It's inevitable that the hair is going to come out. And Rabbi Shimon agrees that even in a case where you're not mitkavim, but if it's a psik neshe, if it's inevitable, it's going to be asur. So there's two ways of learning. Either he is mitkavim or he's not mitkavim, but it's a psik neshe, which is also a problem. And this is one of the sources where we know, incidentally, why a person cannot comb his hair on Shabbat. Which means, it's really from this law over here. Because bottom line, combing your hair on Shabbat, you have an issue of either a psik neshe, or we consider it mitkaven. Because bottom line, when a guy is combing his hair with a comb, he does want the hairs that come out, either he's niha with those hairs that came out, or it's an inevitable situation. So therefore, just like a nazir would be asur to be sorek, would be asur for a regular person to be sorek his hair on Shabbat. Comes the next Mishnah. Matnitin. Rabbi Yishmael says, "Lo yahuf ba'adama, mipnei shemasheret et ha'se'ar." Earth. You have to remember, in the olden days, when they used to use these shampoos, they weren't like our shampoos that are liquidy and things like that. They would put like dirt and things like that in the pebbles and stones and stuff like that, that would remove the dirt from the hair. So the Gemara is saying that you cannot use a cleanser or a shampoo that has adama in it, that has earth in it. No. Why? Because the Gemara Mishnah is saying, because it takes out the hair. Now, the Gemara wants to understand what type of earth are we talking about. So the Gemara says, Ibayidim. How are you supposed to read the Mishnah's language? Mipineshi masheret et ha-se'ar tenan. Do you read the Mishnah because it pulls out hair, that's why you can't use it. Or you're supposed to read Mishnah because of the one that pulls out the hair. That's a big difference. If you're learning like the sekhwah, because of the one that pulls out the hair, that's much, you can't use any, because you might come to use the one that pulls out the hair. But if you learn it like the first way, it's mipnei shemasheret, only that one. So is it only that style of shampoo, or is it any add to the one that does pull out the hair? Right? That's gemina nafkamina. So the Gemara says that tenan the mind nafkamina. What's nafkamina between the two ways of learning the Mishnah? Kegon di ika adama de lo matra. You have a virgin adama that doesn't pull out the hair. I amma b'pnei shehi masheret, because it does pull out tenan hechad yadina de lo matra. If you know that it doesn't, shapir. But if you say because of the one that is pulling out, klal klalo, there will be a surah regardless. Gemara says to that question, tiku. Right? So really, we leave it in an abeyance, in a tiku, that we don't know to the extent of what Adama is going to be a surah. Next Mishnah. Nazir shaya shote yayin kolayum. Okay, the Nazir is drinking wine all day. Eno chayav ela achat. Okay, as we learned earlier, that he's only chayav once, which means they warned him, have to warn him, to get malkut. They tell him, listen, you're a nazir, asur to drink wine. Kibalti et moda'a, accept it, and he starts to drink. And for that matter, he's drinking the whole day long. Doesn't matter, he only gets one set of lashes. However, amru lo, al tishteh, al tishteh. They keep on never warning him. Don't drink, don't drink. Vushoteh, chayav akol achat ba'achat. Similarly, I am megaleach kol hayom. Guy's shaving his hair all day long. Eno chayav ela achat. One set of malkiyot. Amru lo, al tegaleach, al tegaleach. They warn him consecutively over and over. Vil megaleach, chayav akol achat, da'achat. Hayam mitameh lemetim kol hayom. He's consecutively becoming mitameh to the metim. Eno chayav ela achat. That's one of the things that Nazir obviously cannot do. He's chayav one set of malkut. Amru lo, al tetameh, vil mitameh, chayav akol achat. Now, let's just analyze the mechanics, why this is so. What's the reason why a person needs a hatra'ah in general? The reason why a person needs a warning is because to give a guy a punishment, you have to establish that he was a mezid, that there was intent. Now, if you think of the guy warning, he could say always, well, I didn't know, I had no idea, you know, I didn't know that was a sur, I was a shogeg. So what the warning does is establishes that the guy knows that it's a sur, and he's got to hear the warning. And now does he have to hear the warning? He has to respond to the warning. He has to say, afapichin, and even though it's a sur, I don't care. And he also has to do it within a very short period of time after the warning, tochke dedibur. Because if he does it after that time, already he can claim, I forgot. You know, he just won't. It doesn't matter. So therefore, it's got to be beyond the shadow of a doubt where you know the guy is doing it from the warning, and he remembered it, and he knew it. That's why, if the guy got one warning, and he drank, good. Then he drank subsequently the rest of the day, you can only give him one set. However, if they constantly keep on warning him over and over again, so now you can establish that each drinking was considered a mizid, and therefore it's considered a new drink. It can be hayav malkut for each subsequent drinking. Okay, so those are the three cases of the Mishnah. Now the Gemara begins to analyze. Itmar Amar Rava, or Rabba, Amar Ravuna, Mikra Male Diber HaKatuf. We have a Mikra Male, right, a full pasuk regarding the Tum'ah of a Nazir that the Torah has given us this information. Lo yitama. Okay, the Torah tells us two pesukim by the Nazir actually. It says lo yitama, he cannot become tameh, and it also says lo yavo. Let's review. There's different ways that a Nazir can become tameh. The Torah is coming tameh mit. What's the different ways? Well, number one, he can come in contact with a mit, that he can have tum'at maga, when he actually touches a mit, or he can have tum'at masa, right? He carries the mit, even without touching it, you have tum'at masa, or you have tum'at ohel, where the guy went into the tent with the mit that was there, right? So there's different ways that a person, that a nazir can contract tum'ah. So the Torah really warns him, lo yitama, which includes all the ways, by the way. Any way that can bring tum'ah on the guy is going to be asur. And then the pasuk also says lo yavo. What does lo yavo mean? Lo yavo means do not go into the ohel where there is a mit. So it seems we have two different lavs over here. We have the general lo yitama, which is any which way, and then you have the other one that says in the Torah also by the nazir lo yavo. Don't go into the house. So from the fact that the Torah wrote it that way, the Gemara learns lehaziro ala tum'ah. Laziro adabia. It's coming to give the guy two warnings on general tum'ah and on entrance, which means he could be chayav two items. For example, let's say he's about to go in the house, right? And they tell him, don't become tameh and don't go in. So they gave him two separate warnings. So he's going to get two sets of malkut, one for lo yitama and one for lo yavo. It seems that the lo yavo is a separate, the Torah, you know, specify that one to say that you get a separate malkut for that item. Or let's say he was metameh. Let's say he was metameh in one of the ways. He touched the mit, right? And then they tell him after, don't go into the tent. Right? And he went into the tent subsequently, he'll be chayav another set of malkut. Okay? So those are the two. But what is it, mashma? Only when you have those two items, but not if you have the same item recurring again. Let's say the guy touched the mit. Right? They told him, obviously, lo yitama. Don't mitame. He touched the mit. Okay? Now he took his hand up, and they tell him again, lo yitame. Don't touch the mit. It's mashma. In that case, you only get one. It's mashma from the Torah. The only case where you get two is lo yitama, lo yavo. That only when the second one is like, don't go into the house. Mm. And that's against our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah says, they told him all day long, al-tatama, each time he touches, he gets, which is mashma really from this statement, that once the Nazir is tameh, he's tameh. You don't become tameh again. Only in a case where he walked into the ohel, that's considered an exceptional case, but regular, generally speaking, tumah consecutive over and over again is not going to do it. Now let's read that inside. Gemara, Itmar. I'm reading again now, starting from the beginning. Itmar, Amar Rabba, Amar Avuna, Mikra, Male Dibir. The pasuk spoke full language. Dichtiv, Lo Yitama. Keshehu Omed Lo Yavo. That's what he's saying, Lo Yavo. Don't go in the house. Laziro ala Tuma, Laziro ala Bia. Two different items, Tuma and the Bia, the entrance. Abal Tuma ve Tuma Lo. Right? I'm reading the Rosh's language. Aval tum'a v'tum'a lo mehayev. Lo mehayev bet mishum tum'a. I lo pashit. Im lo pashut tosefet tum'a b'shniya. Which means, unless, like the Gemara is going to say in a moment, that the second tum'a adds something to the first tum'a. Which means, if it's the same level tum'a that he had already, just because he touched the mit again, it's not going to do it, even if he got a warning. The only time you can get a subsequent malkut is if the second tum'ah somehow added more tum'ah than the first one had. Good? Okay, so now the Gemara says, V'Rav Yosef Amar, Ha'elohim. Elohim is like a Lashon Shivua. Amar Avuna, I'll tell you, I swear, I heard Avuna said, Afilu tum'ah v'tum'ah. No. Even if he was metameh himself the same way twice, he's going to get malkut for each one if he was warned for each round. So the Amar Avuna Nazir Shaya Omed Bet HaKevarot. Okay, listen to the case. The Evan Nazir was in the cemetery. So already he's out. Ve'oshit lo meto. Okay? Ve'oshit lo meto. Now the law is that a Nazir is like a Kohen in the sense, Kohen Gadol, I should say, that he cannot even be metameh to his relatives. Okay? So he's in the cemetery, and they pass him his mit, one of his relatives. He takes it, so he's tumat maga, umet aher, and then another fellow died, whether it was a relative or somebody else, doesn't matter, v'nagabo, and he touched the second mit, hayav, he's hayav again. And we're talking about where they warned him twice. So you see that Avuna clearly says, same tum'ah, it's not like he was metameh and walked into the house. No, it was same exact tumah, back to back. He touched the first man, then they passed him the second man, touched the second man. He's hayaf for each one. So the Gemara says, Amai, metameh v'kaim. What are you talking? He's tameh already. And he didn't add anything. So you see that according to Ravuna, you see the way the Nazir works, and even if it's just a second tum'ah, one after the other, doesn't matter. So comes out now, we have a machloket over here, right? What did Ravuna mean over here? Dafka tum'ah, then a bi'ah, or even back-to-back tum'ahs. So the Gemara says, hold it. Gemara says, Eti ve'abayeh. Kohen shaya lo met munach al ketefo. Let's say you have a Kohen. He has a mit on his back, on his shoulders. Ve'oshito lo meto umet acher. Right? And they passed him his mit. Kohen gadol cannot become a mit to any mit. Umet acher, for that matter, after that they gave him another mit. Ve'nagabo yachol ye hayav. Is he going to be hayav on the second time? Talmud omar ve'lo ye halil. The Kohen has an obligation, do not profane yourself. Bimi she'eno mehulal. Yatsa ze shu mehulal ve'omed. Meshaying, and this Kohen Gadol is already mehulal. He's tameh already. And if, what do you see? Once you're tameh, you're tameh. You can't add tum'ah until it's tum'ah. Yeah. So therefore, just like a Kohen Gadol, which is really the same law of a Nazir l'chaura, that once he's tameh, he's already mehulal. So lo yichalel, he's mehulal already. So the same thing with the nazir. Once already he touched the first mit, finished. You want to mehayiv him on the second time? Amar le. So Rav Huna comes back. Rav Yosef comes back actually and says, "Viktikshi lach matnitin." So what do you want from me? I have a mishnah. Which mishnah? Our mishnah. Ditnan haya mitameh lemitim kol hayom. Eino hayav ela achat. Amru lo al titama al titama hayav kol achat veachat veamai ha mitama vekaim ela kasha ahadade. Which means now you have a question from the Mishnah of Nazir to the Braita of Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara says la kasha, no question. Kan bechaburin. וכאן שלא בחיבורים. Now we discuss the subject of חיבורים, which means like this. We want to give an answer like this. חיבורים means, literally mean attached or not attached, which is a difference like this. If you have a person, let's say he's holding a mitt, and he's tamei, no question about it. Okay, well, let's make a case. Shimon is holding a mitt. Okay? Reuven comes along and touches Shimon. If Reuven touches Shimon when Shimon is holding the mitt, Reuven is tamei for 7 days. If, however, Shimon put down the mitt and then Reuven touched him, he's only mitameh for 1 day. That's the law of hibur, when somebody else is attaching himself. It depends if the first guy is holding the mitt or not. And therefore you see what? You do see, at least in one case, that holding can add to not holding, which means there is a higher humrah when there's holding. It does upgrade, maybe not for himself, because he's tameh regardless. Even if he touched another mitt, that's Shimon. He didn't do anything to himself, but he will affect somebody else. And therefore, we can say like this: that what it said in the Mishnah by the Kohen Gadol that says once he's tameh, he only gets one hayuv. That's the Shiloh b'chaburi, which means he lifted it up and then he put it down. So if he put it down, which means he put down the first mitt, he put it down, right? Then he picked up the second one. So therefore, since it was Shiloh b'chaburi, which means he left the first one, but that's really the law. I have to be careful. I have to be more specific. Let me clarify. In this case of the Haburim, if you don't mind, I'd like to read the Rosh, so I could say it clearer. Look at the Rosh. La Kashya. It's halfway down in the Rosh. Kan b'Haburim, kan shto b'Haburim. Abaye yeshiv that Rav Yosef treitz abrayt va mishnah de lo tekshi adal v'kev de v'ra. Kan b'Haburim be'odo mechubar lemit. He's still holding on to the mit, which means, imo shito lo mit, lo mechuyav. Which means, if he's still holding the first mit, and they give him another mit, so therefore it's not going to be hayav. The mechulal ve'omedu, because already he's mechulal ve'eno mosif tum'ah al tum'ato. He does not add anything. However, kan shelo b'chaburan achar shepiresh min amit. Right, it was poresh. He put it down. Ve'oshit lo mit acher ve'trubo. And of course, they warned him in the interim. Al tetameh hayav bet. Why? The betum'ah bet yesh tosefet tum'ah. There's an additional tum'ah that manifests. What is that? The be'odo mechubar lemet. When he's still holding on to the mit, adam anogeyah bo, a guy that's going to touch him, which means the uven that touches Shimon, tameh zayin. He's going to be tameh for 7 days. Ve'achar shepiresh anogeyah bo, but after Shimon, let's go, he's only tum'ah for 1 day. That's the way I understand. So therefore, there is going to be which means if he's holding the initial mitt, he didn't let it go. Okay? So by taking the other mitt, you didn't add anything. Which means, because bottom line, whatever the second guy's going to touch him is the same tum'ah. It's 7 days. Mashiach, when you let go, okay, now if he touches you, it's only 1 day. By picking it up now, you just upgraded again the tum'ah to 7. Oh, so that's already, even though for the guy himself, it might not change his status, but this humrot over here, by letting go and picking it up again, now you went from a tum'ah of 1 day, if somebody touched it, to tum'ah of 7. That's why that's the Mishnah Nazir. That's why it's hayav for each situation of tum'ah. Good? Kan b'chaburan, kan shelo b'chaburan. That means kan b'chaburan, where he's still touching the original. Kan shelo b'chaburan. Mishnah tum'ah, where he let go. And then he picked it up again, with a warning in between. Therefore, it's going to be hayah for each one. Clear? Now the Gemara has one more point. The Gemara says, hold it. V'tum'ah b'chiburin de'oraita? Hold it. Is this law de'oraita? Which means you're telling me what? You're going to give the guy malkuta. What does it mean malkuta? It's hayav de'oraita. Al t'tameh. That's mashma. That this law of putting down the item and then picking it up again, that the guy touching, that you tell him he's got to wait 7 days, that's a de'oraita law. So the Gemara is questioning, is that a de'oraita law? Why? Who said it's not? Gemara Zaha Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef Amar Rav Yanai. Lo Amru Tum'ah B'chiburin Ela L'truma V'kadashim Aval L'nazir V'oseh Pesach Lo. Oh. This Chiburin law that you're telling you got to wait 7 days? Wasn't for everything the rabbi said this. It means the law of the Gemara is like this. The law of the 7 days of Chiburin was said by Teruma. What's the case of Teruma? Teruma is a case like this. You have a Kohen, he eats Teruma, he's got to be Tahor, but right?
Yes.
Let's say the Kohen goes and touches this guy who now lifted up a mitt. So you know what the deen is? You cannot eat Teruma until you have 7 days of purity. Okay, good. What else did they say it for? They said it for Teruma and Kadashim. That's Korbanot. A guy wants to eat korbanot also. He touched this guy that was holding the mitt 7 days. Aval de nazir ve'oseh pesach lo. Oh, but for a nazir, you touch this guy over here, we're not going to say that this tum'ah is going to break your nazirut. Normally we say tum'ah breaks the nazirut, he's got to count over again. This tum'ah of touching a guy that's holding something is not going to break your tum'ah. Or oseh pesach. What does it mean oseh pesach? He touched the guy, let him go that night, let him bring Korban Pesach. You don't have to wait 7 days. Oh. Now hold it. If it's a de'oraita law, you can't stop being mechalek between Teruma and Kadashim and Pesach and Nazir. Ela must be it's what? Don't think it's the Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, V'i amad de'oraita, mai shena. What's the difference? Which means, if you want to tell me the law is the Rabbanan, I can tell you differences. I can be more machmir by Teruma, you know why? Because it's not time-bound Teruma. There's no mitzvah to eat Teruma today. Be machmir, wait 7 days. Okay, no problem. Kadashim also, I'm not going to have a problem. Okay, so what? Maybe they're going to lapse? Yeah. Okay, so no time, you burn it. No, it's not a problem. Mashi'enken, I'm not going to tell a guy who's Korban Pesach, make him tamez 7 days where he's going to miss the Korban. That's already problematic. Or I'm not going to tell a Nazir now, be commit 7 days where it's going to break his Nazirut to bring a Korban of Tum'ah where it's Chonin La'azara. You understand? By being Mahmir by Nazir, it's a Kula. By being Mahmir by Pesach, it's a Kula. So if you tell me it's rabbinical, I can understand why you're being Mahalik between Tum'ah. You got to wait 7 days if he's touching somebody that's holding, and Pesach and Nazir that you are being lenient. But if you're telling me it's De'oraita, you got to be Mahmir across the board. Oh, so if that's the question, then how you tell me by the case of our Mishnah? Kam b'chiburin. What's the case? The guy is still holding the corpse, right? Oh, so what happens when the nazir touches? You tell me what becomes tameh, which means I'm sorry, the guy who's holding the corpse. Mm-hmm. It's a higher level of tumah. Why? Because if somebody touches him, he's going to be metameh for 7 days. So therefore you want to say that it's adding to the level of Tumah. What do you mean? This law is not a De'oraita law. Why should you give the guy a second set of Malkut? It's not adding to the Tumah. Again, what was the case of Amishnah? Amishnah said, Al-Tameh. What was the case? He picked it up, he put it down. Picked it up, right? We said it, right? Picked it up, put it down. And what did he add? No, he did add. Because when it was down, the guy who touches him is only 1 day. When he picks it up, the guy who touches him now is 7 days. Also, he gets 2 sets of Malkut. We say, is that a De'oraita? You see, it's not, because you see, we're making Halukim between Teruma and Kodashim, between Pesach and Nazir. So the Gemara says, no, I'll give you the Chiduk. Kam bechibure Adam be Adam. Kam bechibure Adam be Mit. You know what the Rabbanan was? Chibure Adam be Adam. So it's twice removed. You have the guy, Shimon, is holding the mitt. Reuven is touching him, Shimon, and somebody is touching Reuven. Oh, somebody's touching Reuven. That's the Rabbanan.
then already we're going to tell you Terumah takes 7 days, Kadashim takes 7 days, Pesach and Nazir, don't worry about it. Mashiach, and we're talking about the Deoraita case. What's the Deoraita case? Where Reuven is touching the guy who's holding the mit. Reuven's touching Shimon. That already everybody agrees is Deoraita. That's the case of our Mishnah. And that's why the deen is that when he picked it up, they warned him, don't pick up that mit. He picked it up. One set of Malkut. He put it down. They tell him again, hey, don't pick it up. He picked it up again. Another set of Malkut. Deoraita. Why? What did I do? I'm Tamir already. No. By picking it up again, if somebody touches you directly, he's got to wait now 7 days. Minat Torah. Mashiachin, if he didn't pick it up and he had touched you, so he'd only have to wait 1 day. So therefore, your Tum'ah was elevated to a certain extent, the Gaber, somebody else. But you're right. I thought it's the Rabbanan law. No, the Rabbanan law is on somebody touching Reuven, that's touching Shimon. That guy's only mid Rabbanan, and that's why we're mahmir by certain things and we'll be mekir by others. Baruch Adonai L'Olam. Amen.